All right, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. Today with Marcus only. Marcus unavailable this morning, but he will join us again tomorrow. And as you can see, I am traveling right now. So makeshift studio, hope that the internet holds. If for whatever reason the show cuts out in the middle of the show, not my fault. I blame the internet of the hotel. Anyhow, so this is the number one stock market show on Spotify and one of the most popular updates on YouTube. So in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening and how we are trading these markets. And today is Monday, April 3rd, the first day of April. And there's a lot going on. I mean, the Nasdaq had its best quarter since 2020. But then this morning, shocking news. We will talk about this. But before we go there, if this is your first time here, I'm Marcus Heidkotter, and usually I'm joined by my head coach, Mark Houghton. We are real traders who trade live accounts. So therefore, as you can imagine, we have a lot of trading experience and we're showing you how we trade these crazy markets. So trust me, we know our stuff and we're not afraid to tell you like it is. So if you're here looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are definitely in the right place. Now, with that said, we gotta take a look at the markets. And as you know already, we just talked about it last week. A great week, the S&P finishing higher on Friday. All three major indices finishing higher. I do not know why this switched over to a percentage basis here. So let me just switch this off, because this way we see exactly the S&P above the 4,000 level having a great quarter. So if you are looking at, let me see if I can bring up the 3 month bars here. Looks a little bit wild, but here we see, okay, the S&P up 7% for the first quarter. The Dow Jones, only up, almost break even, 0.4% for the quarter. The Nasdaq, phenomenal quarter, up 16.7% for the last quarter. Now, we talked about some technical indicators here, and as you can see, the S&P 500 trading well above its 50-day moving average and its 200-day moving average. Sorry, that is the Nasdaq, but the same picture here for the S&P 500. So it seems that markets liked what they heard in March, because as you know, March was first rough. I mean, this is where we had the banking crisis. But right now, as of this morning, I mean, April is here, new quarter is here, and everybody seemed to have forgotten about the banking crisis. If you look at the KRE, the regional banking index, slightly down here this morning, but that is not what is dominating the news here. The news are being dominated by crude oil that had a massive jump here this morning. So what is happening with crude oil and why are we jumping that high? Well, it's because OPEC did a surprise output cut over the weekend, cutting oil production by over $1 million per barrel. And this is where this morning, first analysts warn of $100 per barrel. Well, honestly, I mean, at some point, OPEC had to do something, because as you can see, I mean, crude oil was trading at lowest level, at levels that we haven't seen since December 2021. So in almost 1.5 years. And that's where we thought, once we broke, let me just draw this line here. So there's a horizontal line. And you see, once we broke below 70 here, this is where I thought, okay, at some point, OPEC doesn't like this and basically slashing production. And they did. So what does this mean? Well, higher oil prices mean that now inflation is back in focus. So inflation could be higher. And this is why this morning, indices are a little bit undecided. If you look at the S&P 500 right now pulling back, if you take a look at a 5 minute chart, we see that first we open stronger, but now we are pulling back. The Nasdaq, that is more sensitive to indices, to interest rates, that's what I want to say, down almost 1% here. Another reason why the Nasdaq is down that much is because of Tesla. Tesla reported deliveries over the weekend. Right now, as you can see, Tesla sliding down 6% on Monday morning here. And here's what happened. I mean, Tesla reported 422,000 deliveries for the first quarter, which is phenomenal and was way above what they did a year ago, but it was below the consensus of $430,000. This is when also we heard this morning from Cathie Wood, who said, okay, I am dumping Tesla and therefore buying more of Coin and SQ, so Coinbase. Let's see if it got a boost here. No, also down 5%. I thought that it sees a little bit of a boost. Let's take a look at SQ here, also down 3%. So it seems that this morning the markets don't like the idea of higher oil prices. What else is happening here if we look at the economic calendar? So the economic calendar, you see that this morning, flash manufacturing PMI was released. Anything below 50 means contraction, and it came in worse than expected. So that's kind of good news, bad news, because on the one hand, it's not good when the economy is contracting here. On the other hand, of course, this is what the Fed wants right now. Also, ISM manufacturing prices lower than expected. So this is good. But now with the higher oil prices, the question is, okay, how will this affect interest rates and what will the Fed do? Right now, if you look at this, traders are now factoring in that a slight chance or slightly higher chance that they increase by a quarter percentage point at the next meeting, which is May 3rd. So we still are 30 days away. This is where this morning it was kind of 50-50 and nobody knows. Looking ahead at the economic calendar for this week is all about jobs. So if it wouldn't have been for OPEC this morning, the focus would be on jobs. Tomorrow morning, we have the JOLTS job opening. That is a new report that has been established. It means the job openings and labor turnover survey. So this is giving us a first glimpse, and this is where traders like to look at tea leaves to see what is happening here when on Friday we have the big report. And as you can see, every day we get some news from the stock, jobs market here. So JOLTS jobs opening tomorrow, then we have the ADP non-farm employment change on Wednesday, the unemployment claims on Thursday, and then the big one will be the jobs report. So why is this so significant? Because the Fed is concerned about the strong labor market and says this is what's keeping prices high, especially in the services industry. So they would like to see that the unemployment rate actually sneaks up to 4% or even higher there. And then we also need to keep an eye on the average hourly earnings, because this is, of course, also something that impacts inflation, a fight that the Fed is still fighting and hasn't won just yet. So then also just a brief look at the week ahead for next week. That's when we have more inflation data coming out, CPI data and PPI data, as well as the FOMC meeting minutes. But all of this is coming next week. So needless to say that this morning, there is some uncertainty. The VIX, the fear index, is up more than 5%, because the question is, okay, how does this oil production cut and the soaring oil prices affect the Fed? What is going on with the banking crisis here? So, and after having this phenomenal quarter, we're seeing some profit taking here this morning, and this is what's happening. Because as you can see, we are trading close to highs of the year here for the NASDAQ. Let's check the S&P 500. Not quite there yet. The highs that were established at around 4,200. Right now we are trading at 4,101, but well above the psychological 4,000 level. So, I mean, after this run up, if you look at this, after we had the banking crisis fear, and the low here to up here, that's an 8% move in the S&P 500. In the NASDAQ, I believe, it was even more dramatic. Let's quickly measure it. So this is like an 11%, almost 12% move. So therefore, right now, a little bit of profit taking. So what does this mean for our positions and how we are trading the markets? Let's jump over and let's take a look at our positions. And first up here, CTRA, Coterra Energy, that this morning at first jumped higher on news that crude oil is soaring but hasn't pulled back, still up 1.5% for the day. This is where I have been looking to sell calls against my existing position here at 26. I wanted to see if I can get 20 cents. This order has not been filled yet. This would have been 69% annualized, added another $1,000 to my account, but this position is not yet filled. But that's what I'm doing right now, because I do own 5,400 shares of CTRA assigned at 26. That is my cost basis. My break even all the way down there, because I sold a lot of premium. I collected a dividend. So as you can see, my break even at 23.34. So right now we are trading well above my break even, but below my cost basis. And this morning, try to sell calls haven't been assigned just yet. Google also this morning pulling down a little bit, but only down 1%. This is pretty much in line with the market. As you can see, we have found some support here at the 100 level. I still have shares at 108, so that is my cost basis. My break even at 103.04, so slightly trading below my break even. Let's see what happens with Google there. If I can sell calls against my existing positions right now, nothing to do there just yet. Now I need to report about AMD. AMD also pulling back a little bit this morning. This is a position that Mark is in. Mark sold calls last week. I cannot remember. I think it was the 103 calls. This morning he was able to close, buy them back at 90% of max profit. So he is just working down his break even, which probably right now is approaching the 90 level here. But for those of you who are in AMD and wondering what's happening with this position, I'm sure that Mark can fill us in exactly what's happening tomorrow. But that's when I talked to him earlier. And when we had our mastermind call, he was telling us. All right, PNC, PNC Financial Services, this morning down a little bit, but we see they are actually in this box. So going sideways here. Sometimes a little bit up, sometimes a little bit down, not yet able to sell calls against my existing position. So the question is, with the markets being down, are there opportunities to sell puts? Because I like to be in up to 5 positions at any given time. As you can see right now, I'm in 3 positions. So this is where we looked at our scanner this morning and wanted to see if there's anything going on, but really nothing that excited me. So there's Ally Financial, there's EQT, and you see, I already did a comment here. Check the fundamentals. They're all over the place. What do I mean by this? When trading the wheel and selling puts, you always want to make sure that you do want to own the stock in case you're getting assigned. So this is why we like to look at fundamentals. They do have a low PE ratio, which is number one criteria that we are looking for. They do pay a dividend. That is the second criteria that we are looking for. But then we also want to see that they are reporting actually quarterly profits, and you see these are the revenue in blue and in orange the profits. They're a little bit all over the place, and if you look at it annually, then we see that 4 out of the last 5 years they were operating at a loss. This is why I don't like to trade EQT. That is not a company that I want to own. Fifth Third, so the banks are still popping up, and right now I'm staying away from banks, especially since I already in a bank position, PNC, and if we would add Fifth Third Bancorp, see this is where we have our asset correlation tool, and let me just show this. See, super high correlation of Fifth Third Bank. That is difficult to pronounce for a German, by the way. Fifth Third Bank. Who would name their bank this way? Anyhow, why wouldn't you call it 53 Bank or 53? Anyhow, so highly correlated to PNC, which are both regional banks with a correlation of 0.87. So don't like this, but I'm very happy with the correlations of Google, CTRI, and PNC. As long as they are below 0.65, it means that they are not very correlated. And this is just one more tool that helps you to make sure that you're not overexposed in any given sector. So looking back here, what else has been popping up? GM, yes, you know, I have been trading GM General Motors here, but I don't like to have the strike price, because if you look at this and if we draw a box and we see it is going sideways, then we see that the lower range of the box is somewhere around 31.50. And then that's what I've been doing over the past few weeks, selling puts at the 31.50 level. Right now, you can see at the current level where GM is trading, in order to get my 30% annualized, where I make my money working hard for me by producing at least 30% per year. Only the 34.50 strike is available. And I would like to really sell a strike at support, because then once we break through support, very often stocks are bouncing back right above there. And that's what I'm looking for. So really not a whole lot going on. We also have another bank here, that's another regional bank, Synovus Financial Corporation. And then we also have the Western Alliance Bank Corporation. So as you can see, still a lot of banks. So nothing really that is super exciting here this morning. Which again, with stocks kind of diddling around, again, NASDAQ being down 1%. But if you look at this, the Dow is actually up for the day. If you look at a 5-minute chart, still pulling back, but up 0.4%, the S&P down 0.25%. So right now, as you can see, traders and investors are waking up on a Monday morning and saying, okay, what the heck do we do with this information where crude oil right now is soaring up almost 6% again? But after this massive jump that we had since OPEC announced it over the weekend, right now, as you can see, kind of hanging in there. And this is where everybody tries to figure out, okay, what does this mean for the possible recession? What does this mean for inflation? And therefore, today, a little bit, not really dramatic moves right now. But we will see if right now the S&P 500 finds support right here at the 4,100 level and bounces back up, or if we are going back into the range between 4,000 and 4,100. So this is what I got for you this morning. And if you would like to learn more about how we trade these markets, take a look at this. If you like this update this morning, click on like. I would really appreciate it. If you're new to the channel, consider subscribing. And then we'll see you again tomorrow morning with more news of what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. Have a great rest of your day.